بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to be in the ummat, in the following of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's lesson, lesson number 28, we continue with the explanation that everything attached to and linked to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when everything around Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been blessed and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is our responsibility and duty to respect and to honor and revere all that is around Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have discussed so far all that is around Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the place where he was born, his father's name, his mother's name, the progeny from wherein they came, his place of birth, etc. And today we discuss why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the name Muhammad. In order to understand why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the name Muhammad, we will analyze and give the meanings of the major prophets which came for the guidance of mankind. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Adam meaning wheat colored. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf meaning one in grief all the time. And if we read the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in Surah Yusuf, we will find that in his entire life he had to go through much grief, and his father had to go under much grief also because of what was transpiring upon Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Ibrahim, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, meaning pious, righteous, upright. If we read the history and life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, then the outstanding qualities we will find in his life will be piety and uprightness. Hazrat Ismail, meaning that the dua, the prayer which has been answered, because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for the birth of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and the birth of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Idris, meaning one giving lessons, one imparting lessons, one delivering lessons. The word Dawood, meaning loving. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, one loving his community, his people, and one loving his nation. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Yaqub meaning one who loves, one who comes in the end, one who comes in the latter part. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh meaning one morning all the time, or most of the time. Musa meaning one from the water, one coming from the water. When we read the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, then on his birth, the year Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was born, Firaun was killing and massacring all male children of that year. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's mother, she put him in a casket and let the casket flow in the water. And the wife of Pharaoh, she picked up Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So Musa coming from water, emanating from water. So we can see that the word Hazrat Isa alayhi salam meaning witness, observer. And Zakaria, word Zakaria meaning one delivering lectures, one imparting advice and admonition via lectures. And the word Yaqub meaning one returning. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not given any one of these names. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him not a name meaning wheat in colored, or not a name meaning grieving or pious or delivering lectures or being loving or mourning or coming out from water or witnessing or one delivering lectures or the one coming returning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the word Muhammad. Now if we know a little bit about Arabic spelling, then the word Muhammad has got Meem, Ha, Meem, Dal. And it is stated in the hadith that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name on the surface of the earth is Muhammad, and on the arsh, in the skies, in the heavens, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as Ahmad. And Ahmad, Alif, Ha, Meem, Dal. Now if we look at both these words, Ahmad and Muhammad, both these words do not have any dots. In Arabic we have got letters which have got dots, but the words Muhammad and Ahmad, they are spelt with Arabic letters which do not have any dots. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character is spotless, without any blemish. His character, his personality, his being is spotless, innocent. Anbiya alayhi salam, prophets of Islam, they are innocent, as we have discussed in detail. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, he is most innocent. Even his word, his name, they have no dots, no sign or no speck of blemish, no dot of blemish on the character, personality, being of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam. Some have said that the root of Ahmad and Muhammad is Hamd. And we know that after every action we do, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make the Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After everything, we make the Hamd of Allah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Nabi that has come after every Nabi. Meaning he has come last, he is the final Nabi, he is the one after all the Nabis. Just as after accomplishing our actions, we praise Allah, we make the Hamd of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come last, he has come. And that is why the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Hammadun. We are called Hammadun, meaning that we are the last ummah to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our Nabi is Ahmad, and our Nabi is Muhammad, and the ummah of Ahmad is Hammadun, and the ummah of Muhammad is Hammadun. Some scholars have produced another interesting aspect. They say that when we pronounce, or anybody has to pronounce the word of Muhammad, then inevitably when we say the word Muhammad, that the lips will definitely meet. No person can say the word Muhammad without the lips meeting. And by saying the word Muhammad, the lips beat. And by acting on the way as prescribed by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our hearts will beat. Meaning, by saying the word Muhammad, our lips beat, and by acting on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by acting on the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our hearts will beat. One of the reasons and one of the causes for unity of the entire world is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lies unity and strength and divine help. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not change. The sunnah that is prevalent in any part of the world will remain a sunnah in any other part of the world. A sunnah that is in the east is a sunnah in the west, and the sunnah that is in the south is a sunnah in the north. But an innovation, a bidat, that changes place to place, but the sunnah does not change. That is why if we act on the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unify our hearts. And some scholars have said that the meaning of Muhammad is that when the entire creation, when the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has finished praising praising the personality, the being, and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they have finished it, when they have exhausted their efforts, then the definition of Muhammad comes about. When they have exhausted all their efforts at praising the qualities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is when the definition and the meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts. Now, as we proceed, we know when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, then he was sent to the rural areas to be amongst the Banu Sa'd tribe. And the Banu Sa'd tribe, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself said about them that the Banu Sa'd are those who are eloquent and proficient in the Arabic language. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inquired from that he speaks proficient, eloquent, excellent Arabic, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that in my childhood days I spent time amongst the Banu Sa'd, and the Banu Sa'd's Arabic was the best Arabic during that time. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was chosen for the Banu Sa'd, and the Banu Sa'd was chosen for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was fortunate from both angles and both sides. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was breastfed by Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Halima means affectionate one. And the quality of affectionateness was par excellent and most superior in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can see this in the activity of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the quality of affectionateness was high. Now when we look at the wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we find Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Khadija meaning the one that is making khidmat, and the one who is generally making khidmat of the hujjaj, those who are coming for hajj. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is married to Hazrat Khadija, meaning one who is making khidmat of the people, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to make khidmat of the entire world. If the entire world or whosoever accepts the message of Islam and follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will automatically come under the grace of the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have got so many stories and incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he is making khidmat of individuals, of the poor, the destitute, the widows, and the ummah of his. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam married to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Aisha meaning ease, comfort, and loving. The message of Islam is of such a nature that if a person adopts it, accepts it, and conforms to Islam, then he will live in comfort, he will live in ease, and he will live with love and peace and tranquility. La haraja fi deen. There is no difficulty in deen. There is no narrowness in deen. There is no stringency in deen. Deen is comfortable for the human being and natural. That is why in the name of Hazrat Aisha we find the meaning ease and comfort. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come with a message of comfort, of ease, of love for the entire mankind. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, one of his wife's names was Kulsum. Kulsum meaning one bringing up children. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come with a message, a perfect message, a complete message of how to bring up the children under any circumstances, under every circumstances. Habiba was another wife of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habiba meaning loving one. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with a message of love for the entire world. His wife's name, Habiba, loving one, meaning loving the people, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with a message of love for the entire mankind. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one wife's name, Hafsa, meaning one worshipping in the night. Hafsa meaning one worshipping in the night. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the greatest abid, he was the greatest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that his feet should become swell up due to the standing of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he was inquired and questioned that why do you exert yourself so much praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that your feet swell up, then he replied that should I not be a servant who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So his wife's name, Hafsa, meaning worshipping in the night, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest worshipper in the night. And the ummati, the follower of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who worships in the night, the privacy of the night, he becomes beloved unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tahajjud salat is the most important nafil salat. And after the farais, the five faraz salat of prescribed in Islam, the tahajjud salat amongst the nafil salat is the most important. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife's name, Zainab. Zainab meaning one seeking forgiveness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with a message that we seek forgiveness from our sins, whether it pertain to man or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by seeking forgiveness, we gain the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that he himself seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times a day. Meaning that in various times of the day, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should seek forgiveness. Although he was innocent, but by way of educating the ummah, or by the way of educating us, the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should seek forgiveness. And we, if we learn to seek forgiveness from our sins, for our sins, and directly, we do not require intermediaries to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive us. And when a nation is forgiven and pure, the du'as are accepted and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife named Safiya. Safiya meaning chosen one. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen messenger of Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen messenger for the entire mankind. The chosen universal messenger with a universal message for the entire mankind. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one wife named Sauda, meaning one resting. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught mankind that after praising and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should rest and recover the health so that one can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in future. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one wife's name, Salma, meaning peaceful one. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wife named Peaceful One, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with a message of peace and tranquility for the entire mankind. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one wife named Maymuna. Maymuna means fortunate. Now if a person follows the deed of Islam, then he is a fortunate one, getting the grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand this fact, that everything surrounded Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is chosen, fortunate, blessed, approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.